Chapter 10. The Forest. The group of five fairies made their way towards a copse of trees just a few yards from the shoreline, where they rested, drank some gooseberry juice, and sampled the honey cubes. Violet took out the map and compass from her rucksack and marked the progress thus far before making plans for the next stage of their journey. "Looks like the straightest route is through the Forest of Tidlington," said Violet, after much scratching of head and analysis of the compass. Emily had been to Tidlington Forest many times before. She used to go there with her family for walks, and she felt sure she would know the way through to the other side. "This way," she said.
"I'm the leader. I say which way we go,"
said Scarlet.
"Which way do we go then, Clever Clogs?" asked Emily.
The fairies set off in the direction that Emily had originally suggested, though Scarlet was now convinced that it was her idea. Emily didn't mind. There were more important things to worry about. The fairies battled their way through the enormous fern fronds, which were proving most troublesome with their wings. The forest was cool and damp, and the ferns obviously enjoyed having the canopy of oak trees above. Every now and again, they would come across toadstools, and Emily and Kyle appreciated having them pointed out to them.
"Hey, look over there! Blackberries!" shouted Kyle, who had a particular fondness for blackberries.
He flew towards them.
"Stop! Careful! Stay focused!" said Scarlet, but Kyle ignored her and soon found himself suspended in mid-air as he ploughed right into the centre of a spider's giant web.
Kyle hadn't expected that. Kyle never expected anything. Kyle's skills didn't stretch to anticipation. Kyle was a do-then-think kind of person, rather than a think-then-do kind of person.
"Help?" asked Kyle, who was now becoming quite ashamed of the fact that he was always getting into bother.
"Stay still," shouted Scarlet. "If you wriggle about, the spider will come and get you." It was, of course, too late. Kyle, thankfully, hadn't noticed that slamming into the web had already alerted the spider. It was already making smart progress from the corner of the web to where Kyle was. As it approached, however, it realized, if that's what spiders do, that Kyle was not what it had expected. A fly, maybe. A wasp, perhaps. Maybe even a dragonfly, though that was a very rare occurrence indeed. But a fairy? The spider didn't know what to do with the fairy, but it looked like it would provide enough food for quite some time to come. The spider readied itself for entombing Kyle in a cocoon of silk, but then found that it was being confronted by four more fairies. If the spider could speak, it would have said, "This is my lucky day." As it was, it said nothing. "Whatever you do, do not touch the web," ordered Scarlet. Despite her bossiness, most of her orders made good sense.
"Wands at the ready," came a second order.
Emily wasn't quite sure what she was to do with her wand, but she readied it nonetheless and prepared herself to follow the other fairies' lead. The spider's legs started in a frenzy, but Scarlet, Amber, and Violet swung their wands in an arc, resulting in three of the spider's legs being severed. Emily swung her wand, but nothing happened. She swung again. Again nothing. Meanwhile, the spider was attempting to retreat using what legs it had remaining.
"Stop waving the wand, Emily," said Amber. "It won't work for you, I'm afraid."
"Oh, you should have told me that before I decided to confront that spider," replied Emily. The three fairy sisters turned their attention to Kyle.
"Thanks, again. Really terrific action," said Kyle.
"There's no doubt. You are a great big dope. How come you get yourself into so much bother?" asked Scarlet. Amber and Violet started hacking at the web, and in no time, Kyle had been freed.
"Phew, that was a close one," said Kyle.
"I wonder how many times you're going to say that today," asked Emily to herself. Emily couldn't understand how Kyle was always getting into bother, yet she never got into bother. Then she remembered the trouble she had with her bedroom.